Well, Michigan State won two more games over the weekend, including yesterday's thrilling 76-70 overtime win over Louisville to win the East Regional of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Here's a bit of how it sounded in downtown East Lansing late yesterday afternoon. Sounds great. Tom Izzo is taking the Spartans to the Final Four for the seventh time in his 20 years as head coach. Chris Solari's been covering MSU's tournament run, and he joins us from the site of yesterday's victory in Syracuse, New York. Chris, of course, writes for the Lansing State Journal. Welcome back to Current State.
Well, thanks. It's been kind of a whirlwind couple weeks here, but going to keep rolling down to Indianapolis.
I envy the situation and your access, your perspective on this whole thing, Chris. It's been a hell of a ride for everybody. What were the keys to the Louisville win yesterday, do you think?
Well, I think the biggest key is, and it kind of goes back to some of those games during their season, there's a calmness and a steadiness about this team that they don't panic now. Where they may have panicked and lost a few leads late in games during the regular season, during the tournament run here, those lessons have been put forth, and they've shown that they have an idea of what needs to be done, and they stay calm under pressure. And you saw them hitting some free throws. You saw them making big plays down the stretch, and more importantly, I think from an X's and O's standpoint, defensively they locked up Montrezl Harrell from Louisville down the stretch. I mean, he had his way in the first half, had 12 points, made 6 or 7 shots, and he didn't make another basket after that. He only had 4 free throws the rest of the game, and in overtime, that to me was the difference.
Travis Trice led the Spartans with 17, but we got 15 from Denzel, 14 from Bryn Forbes. What do you make specifically out of our guard play?
Well, that's been what's been driving this team all season. You know, when you have Travis Trice and Denzel Valentine really leading the way, you know, whether it's when there's a third source, whether it's Brandon Dawson, whether it's Bryn Forbes, those are the guys that at times have been their big scorers. And, that's what this team is based around. It's based around its guards, and everybody knew that coming into the year. They're getting some contributions out of the post players, Matt Costello and Gavin Schilling. Actually, they got really big minutes from Marvin Clark, even though he missed a couple key free throws down the stretch.
True.
He did come up with, that could have really been the GOAT moment, if you will.
He made a field goal he never should have made, and then he booted two free throws that he absolutely should have made.
But the big thing about that, though, was that he kept Louisville from scoring by getting the rebound to get to the free throw line in the first place. That was a big part of it.
Nobody was predicting a Final Four run a month ago, Chris. Some wondered if MSU would even make the tournament. Where do you think this run ranks among Tom Izzo's 7 trips to the Final Four?
Well, this has to be somewhere, in terms of production, I think it's probably somewhere around what happened with the 2000 national title team. In terms of surprise, it's kind of along those lines of the 1999 team, maybe even the team before that, in 98 that reached the Sweet 16, when Tom Izzo was kind of on the bubble as a head coach. And I think that, he got that team to the Sweet 16, really kind of turned some heads there. Then those 3 Final Four runs in a row came. It's also up there in terms of surprise with that 2004-2005 run with the guys like Maurice Ager and Shannon Brown and Alan Anderson. That team had a lot of talent. I mean, a lot of talent that went and played pro, probably more so than this team will have. But, from a coaching standpoint, from just what he's had to do and how he's had to juggle lineups and roster management, I think this is probably Tom Izzo's best job of that.
Chris Solari joins us from the Lansing State Journal. We're talking about MSU's run to the Final Four. We got less than a minute, Chris. Your early thoughts on the Duke matchup?
Well, it's going to be a test. I mean, Michigan State lost to Duke earlier this season. There's obviously the two key guys that Tom Izzo missed out on in the recruiting trail with Tyus Jones and Jahlil Okafor. It's going to be a whale of a game, and we're going to see just how much Michigan State's grown since the fall.
How many miles from Indy will you be sleeping Friday night and Saturday night? Do you know?
From Indy, I will be sleeping in downtown Indy.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
Yes, it's a lot of travel at this time of the year, but you know, we know that everybody out there wants to hear and read about it, so we're doing everything we can.
Hey, enjoy the ride. I've heard that so many times, and we want to say that to you as well. Chris Solari writes about Michigan State basketball for the Lansing State Journal. He'll follow the Spartans to Indianapolis for the Final Four. Thanks again, Chris.
You got it. Take care, guys.